The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You strike me as a person who would have adopted this before I did, Tiak. Like the, I'm really starting to get into the, I don't know what you call it. Is it woo-woo zen? I don't know what I'm getting into.
I don't know what you're trying to say right now.
So first things first, I put an article out for us all to read that is, don't touch your phone when you wake up.
Yeah.
Just don't.
That's one of the worst things you can do.
You set the tone for your whole day if the first thing you do is grab your phone. When I grab my phone, I go to Wordscapes and I play like 10 levels. It's the worst. It's a brain
Yeah, you're getting started on the right.
You don't need bright lights and stuff when you wake up. You just don't. Like right now, my phone is turned on its side on a charger, so it does that, looks like a clock radio.
That's cool, yeah.
Oh my God, it's my favorite thing in the world. It's like launching back into when I was a kid. I just need a waterbed, and I will just... But like, it goes off, and there's a giant stop button, and I just hit stop, and then I don't touch my phone again.
Wow.
Until I have made my bed, drank 10 ounces of salt water, Celtic salt water.
Wow.
Till I've brushed my teeth, till I have walked outside on the earth.
Okay. Like, yeah. I am
all in on this stuff. And you said today's the first day you've ever not grabbed your phone and you're like, meh.
Yeah, I did it today. I on purpose. I was like, I'm not going to look at my phone because I grab it. It's in sleep mode. I don't look at it. Like, I get my son. He wakes me up. I get him kind of situated and stuff. So I look at it for the first time normally, maybe like 15 minutes after I've been awake. But I don't think that's enough, right? That's not enough of a time.
I mean, that's better than what I do for sure.
How soon do you grab your phone?
When I'm still asleep.
But then you've already started, because if you open your phone, you're going to get an email from our boss. You're going
to
see it.
I have to clear my notifications.
No, you don't.
That's my thing.
No, you don't.
I do.
Why?
I don't know. I hate having any notifications on my phone. I can't have any of the red dots. Don't show me your emails. I don't want to know.
Calls, 772.
No. What?
Emails, 327.
I hate it. I can't have that.
And then if I went into my work email that I check once a year if I have to, it's probably 4,000 or 5,000.
Jeez.
That's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
I don't think I've made 700 calls in my life. Like,
these
let alone
are 700
to miss
people
them.
Who've called me. If you've called me and left me a voicemail and you think I'm a jerk, know that you're the jerk because you don't know me. I don't listen to voicemail ever.
Okay.
Like, you could be calling me with my biopsy results. If you didn't text me, bless you.
Thank you.
I will never see it. This is a smarter way to live.
It is. And that's what I was trying to do it today. I was like, I'm not going to look. So today I did the normal 15 minutes and I'm like, you know what? Let's go on the walk with the pups that we normally do in the morning. And I'm not going to look at my phone at all, but I have to bring my phone because I don't know. It's in my mind. It feels like I should have my phone. I'm out.
Sure. Put it in your pocket in case something goes bad.
Okay. So I'm not, that's not crazy. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, you got to take it out of sleep mode.
No, you don't. Don't take it out of sleep mode.
No, if I get hit by a car.
No.
To call somebody.
No,
I don't
you
know.
Can still just trust okay. me.
Can you? You can still make a phone call from sleep mode.
You can go out. Okay. They just can't. The ambulance can't call
you back. Is sleep mode
the
same as do not disturb? I don't.
Yes.
Okay.
Sleep mode is automatic.
I also never turn that on.
I love sleep mode better because it blacks the screen out at night.
Oh.
So if you hit it, it doesn't show you the notifications. Like do not disturb.
Oh.
If you hit it, you'll see. And like you're saying, you get sucked into it.
You get
but
sucked in.
It blacks it out. So you can't see them until you take it out of sleep mode.
Here's what I'd like to hear, because I'm so woo-woo right now, and I really want you to join me, Tiak.
Okay.
Aaron can just, you know, continue to... swirl down
spiral.
The toilet of life.
That's what I do best.
But like, I want to know other things. I've started to try to breathe.
Oh, nice.
No, but like, good job.
Okay. Have you ever tried just doing breath work?
Absolutely.
And?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh my God.
I'm bad at it. I'm bad at yoga. I'm bad at all the stuff that you're supposed to do. I'm bad at it.
What do you do when you wake up, Aaron?
I check my phone. And then I get up and I get coffee.
What do you do with the gentleman who's in bed next to you?
He's gone before. He's kicked out.
What time do they have to leave?
I actually don't ever.
You don't let anybody come?
No, because I live with my nephews and my brother-in-law.
Yeah. Mm.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be.
So if you go to somebody else's house, do you bounce?
Depends. Huh.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out how my new routine would work if there were someone else at my house. Like, because it's weird Because what I have these things that I
want
to do.
If there were someone there, I would want like early morning cuddles first. I wouldn't look at my phone. I would want to snuggle for a little bit. But that's not there. So iPhone it is. TikTok, here I come.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about how we're trying to better our lives. We're trying to be more
mindful. Is that what we were talking about?
Kind of.
I think we were talking about who Aaron sleeps with.
Yeah. We should stop talking.
No, here's the thing. We were trying to say, like, don't grab your phone when you first wake up. Mm-hmm. Just don't.
Yes.
Try to do some breath work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that you drink water first.
That's big. Yeah,
that is
really
big.
Trying to do, but with sea salt in it.
Yeah.
And I just heard that I've done Himalayan sea salt most mm-hmm. of my life, and apparently it's real bad.
Yeah, it's a fad. I don't know. I don't know the difference in the salts, but I have heard that a little bit of salt in your water, and you like no matter what, is better.
A pinch of salt in about 10 ounces of water, and you just slam it.
Can you taste it at all?
Yeah, a little.
The saltiness?
Yes. Ugh. But you slam it, dude.
Yeah, I do.
And it's just like at the end, you're like, it's like, I just swam in the ocean a tiny little bit. But then it like makes you, the weird side effect, and I don't know if this is why you're doing it, but then it makes you want more water.
Yes, I feel that too when I drink the water. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, because it's a salty and you're like, now, and then I've always been a voracious water drinker. I drink so much water every day, but then I just want more and more and more. And you're just like, nothing feels better than being hydrated.
I agree. I try to drink water. I've never done the salt in it.
Sodium is an electrolyte, which is a mineral that can help keep the amount of water in your body balanced so you stay hydrated for longer periods
there you
of
go.
Time.
Mm. I always feel like the first glass to chug is kind of hard, and then you just fill it up immediately, and then the second and third one just, like,
done.
I'm pouring it into me.
That, to me, is psychotic.
What?
That's so much water all at once.
Yeah,
like
30
ounces.
You drink
like 20 or 30 ounces of water first thing.
Yeah, I try to.
Oh my God.
I get maybe like 8 ounces before I'm on to coffee.
And you have that.
Yeah.
The weird sloshy gut.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
Hate that.
That's just called gut. All right.
Well, then the other thing I said is I try to like, I don't know what I'm going to do when it's cold outside, but I'm trying to like walk on the grass.
That's
trying
great.
To do like
I do that
I
at night.
Some grounding
yeah.
things, and I even bought a grounding mat now in case the winter
Ooh,
is bad.
I like that. I like that. So we were talking about all these things that we're doing, and something that I've been doing more to try to improve my life is I've been raw dogging more.
Okay, none of us needed to.
In it,
you know, no. I don't know when your generation stole that from us.
Not our generation.
Yeah, it's
Gen Z.
Gen Z. I'm just trying to, if any
like,
Gen Zs are
that's
listening.
That's not what, okay.
No, I know that's
like,
not.
Because it's like, oh, I raw dogged the whole flight. It's like,
that's illegal.
Yeah, because raw dogging means one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's, I'm using it, yeah, like the flight thing. That was going, like, just get on the flight, know
do
your buds.
Do you know what the real raw dogging thing is, Siak, or no?
Yes, I do.
He has children. He does know.
Okay, yeah, I guess you've raw dogged at least twice. That we know of.
No, I do it every day.
Okay.
Depends. What are we talking about?
How are you raw dogging?
So, like, I am an AirPod guy all the time. Like, if I'm, I got a vacuum, I got to mow the lawn, got to do, it's like, put the AirPods in, listen to something.
Interesting.
Because like, I love listening to content, like mostly radio shows, other radio shows and stuff.
Do you really?
Yeah. And so I'm always putting them in or like, it's. My wife goes up for bed, and
do you
I'm.
You listen to that jerk out in Boston, that Carson guy?
Carson,
yeah, I do. Yeah,
the worst.
God, what a piece of hell.
he's you know.
Kennedy's the only good thing on that show. I don't even know how that guy still has a gig. You should look him up. Carson and Kennedy, both with K's. But don't listen to him because he's terrible.
He's my best friend. That
he's
you,
my
you
best
stole
friend.
Him from me.
Stop.
I claimed him first.
Sorry.
As usual, people gravitate to Slacker. So what I've been trying to do is not put the AirPods in. Like even when my wife goes
That's
up to
so
bed
good, dude.
And I'm like, I'll clean up and I'll like make sure the windows are locked, like all that stuff. I still just put the AirPods in because like it's
for the 10 minutes.
Exactly. And I've been stopping doing
That's
that. So,
crazy.
So like today I had to spray the water on our yard. Don't make, you know,
this was almost the station vehicle event all over again.
Like the fertilizer. I had to spray some fertilizer on the yard. Which
Sunday? Are you still using Sunday?
I'm using Sunday, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm probably 2 months behind on it, but okay.
Today was the last day
to
do
it
for me.
Was it the
fall 4 to 5.
Was it the gray one?
Orange. Mine was orange.
I don't know if I have that one.
Nerds.
Yeah, okay. So this is prime, like, AirPod. I'm going to listen to some stuff.
No, be alone with your thoughts.
Exactly. That's what I've been
raw
doing way more.
Your brain.
Yeah, I've been trying to be more mindful, more present, and just, like, while I'm mowing the lawn, while I'm doing the fertilizer, yeah. instead of just being distracted to be yeah. like, I'm here, I'm doing the fertilizer, I'm yes. mowing the lawn. Yeah, and I feel like that has been helpful for me.
And?
It's great that I, like, I don't miss the nonsense in my ear all the time. I thought I would miss it because it became almost an addiction of like, I have 10 minutes to spare. Put them in. What can I get listened to in this time?
And it is. I feel like Aaron is that way. Aaron is probably has a murder mystery podcast going. You're the darkest soul.
I am.
And you just like.
But I have actually been working on accepting silence for like the past year.
Wow.
So I only wear AirPods when I'm working out.
Wow.
And okay. like. I do crank up my stereo when I'm driving because I like the windows down and just like rocking out.
All right. So then what I was going to ask, and I don't remember if I asked this when we were talking about the other things, I want more stuff like this. And I don't know if this is too hokey for people listening, but it's like I get up first thing and make the bed.
Love it. Love it.
Which is what I was starting to say is like if I had a special friend over, that gets a little weird because
mm-hmm.
it's like,
you got to go.
You either got to kick them out or make the bed over the top of them and they got to find a way out. But I don't make it. I don't make it like we've talked about this a lot, but I don't mm-hmm. make it like I'm a 17-year-old boy. I make it like I'm a hotel worker.
Yes.
That crap is tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you're being mindful while you're doing
yes.
it and you kind of enjoy it.
Yes.
You realize like this is life.
Yes.
It's not the distraction to take you away from life. Instead, just try to enjoy this.
This is something that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be so happy at 11 o'clock tonight when you're like, instead of just trying to remake it so you can get in, it's like a hotel. It's ready.
Yeah.
Your bed is so awesome.
That's cool.
It's like amazing. Then I'm like doing air squats while I'm brushing my teeth. You got 2 minutes to brush your teeth.
Mm.
Do some air squats. Pound that water. Go walk on the earth. What else should I be doing? Like, I want to know other things to do.
I think you should read.
I have started reading. I would recommend it.
I'm not joking. Right. That's Listen, the other thing I do.
I'm more likely to pound a bottle of ranch than I am. What am I going to read?
Come on. You can learn.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.